While much of the nation waits, Wall Street is cheering. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 26th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being here. More vaccine talk and a new player in the game. Costs are going up for grocers. Expect higher prices for you. Another restaurant chain is downsizing. Consumers are buying COVID campers. How about a back-to-work incentive? We've got the markets and something called a COVID fee many small businesses are now charging. For the interview, it's Kyle Hopkins of Tarot International. He's a trainer who talks about connectedness, culture, and how businesses have had to adjust to stay top of mind. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Tarot International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I hope that your Memorial Day weekend was meaningful. Well, investors were in an upbeat mood today as the Dow closed just points away from 25,000 for the first time since early March. Two things were on their minds: talk about a COVID-19 vaccine and small signs that the economy is starting to get back to business. Meanwhile, the people responsible for the economy, that would be consumers, you and I, are not in such a happy mood. While consumer confidence inched up this month, showing signs of stabilizing, it remained near a six-year low in the face of the widespread business shutdowns that have sent the economy into recession. Today, the Conference Board said that its confidence index ticked up to a reading of 86.6 in May. That was up from 85.7 in April. The index, which reflects consumers' assessments of present conditions and expectations about the future, had plummeted during the previous 2 months. The index had reached 130.7 back in February, before tumbling 12 points in March and by more than 20 points in April. But consumers are wary of the long term and the fact that unemployment may continue to rise and that it will take months, if not years, for the economy to rebound. I'll have the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. Well, part of the euphoria on Wall Street had to do with drug maker Novavax, whose stock closed 4.5% higher today after the company initiated testing of its coronavirus vaccine candidate in people. The biotech company anticipates providing a first look in July at what sort of immune responses are generated. In the first part of the study, 130 healthy adult volunteers at two sites in Australia will get two doses of the biotech's experimental vaccine. If the initial results look promising, the company plans to move quickly into the second phase of the trial, which would expand testing to other countries and age groups outside of 18 to 59. Well, it all takes money. COVID-19 has played a number on the grocery business. Unprecedented demand, the shutdown of some food manufacturing facilities, and a shift to more workers having to assemble orders for pickup and delivery are adding costs into the grocery business. And, yeah, you guessed it, some of those costs will eventually make their way to the checkout line. While at some point in the future, grocery prices will come back down, one thing is here to stay: pickup and delivery. Grocers are seeing a spike in that side of their business, and that costs more money. And while pickup and delivery will never replace the brick-and-mortar store, grocers need to offer it to allow consumers that option to make purchases. Also, demand for food to be cooked at home has been ramping up, and that is in conflict with some disruption in the supply chain. In other words, prices, yeah, once again, are bound to go up. One of the many casualties of the COVID-19 pandemic is the loss of some restaurants, and perhaps some forever. Today we learned that dozens of TGI Fridays restaurants won't reopen as the chain struggles to recover from a drastic sales decline. In a phone interview, Ray Blanchett, the chief executive officer at TGI Fridays, said as many as 20% of the company's 386 U.S. locations will likely have to close permanently. The hardship reflects the challenges across the restaurant industry as companies close stores and try to adapt by shifting to drive-through, pickup, and delivery. Reservation service OpenTable recently projected that a quarter of U.S. restaurants will not survive the pandemic. While many states are starting to reopen, the process is slow, and many Americans simply don't feel comfortable eating out. According to a May 20 report from researcher Data Central, more than half of the country remains anxious, feeling very concerned about their own personal health. Well, after weeks of being locked down, Americans are getting antsy, and they want to escape their homes. And those that can afford it are buying what has been termed as COVID campers. For decades, sales of motorhomes and travel trailers were a reliable indicator of the beginning and the end of a recession. Sales would dip as a downturn approached and rise right before a recovery. But this time, it's different. Sales are rising as America enters its worst contraction since the Great Depression. While more than one in five workers has filed for unemployment, some people are shelling out upwards to $100,000 so they can hit the road while staying away from everybody else. Social distancing is apparently a lot easier when you can bring along your own kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. According to the National Association of RV Parks and Campgrounds, the United States has about 13,000 private RV parks and an estimated 1.2 million individual trailer campsites, and that doesn't even count campsites in state and national parks. Get out there, they said. Well, here's an interesting story. Today, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said the Trump administration is considering a back-to-work cash bonus to encourage unemployed Americans to return to their old posts or seek out new ones. He said he believed the $600 boost in weekly unemployment benefits that was enacted back in March disincentivized many people from going back to work. Now, he didn't offer a specific figure for a possible cash bonus for unemployed people. Kudlow expressed optimism, though, about the state of the economy despite rising levels of unemployment. Kudlow's remarks came as Republicans started seeking to chart an alternative plan to the proposed $3 trillion coronavirus relief package that Democrats passed in the House just last week. However, one of the problems may be that the jobs, at least some of those jobs, will never come back, as employers find they can do the same with less people. Stay tuned. Well, stocks ended higher today as optimism grew about the reopening of the economy and a potential coronavirus vaccine that we detailed in our first story. The Dow gained 529 points, or 2.2%. The 30-stock average briefly traded above 25,000 for the first time since early March before closing just below that mark. The S&P 500 rallied by 1.2%, briefly breaking above 3,000 for the first time since March 5th. The NASDAQ lagged a bit, rising less than 0.2. The major averages cut their gains in the final hour of trading after a Bloomberg News report said the U.S. is considering sanctions on Chinese firms and officials over the situation in Hong Kong. That report came after White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said on Sunday the U.S. will likely impose sanctions on China if Beijing implements national security laws that would give it greater control over autonomous Hong Kong. And finally, there is this. Small businesses like hair salons, restaurants, and even dental practices are among the businesses charging what's being called a COVID fee to cover the costs of new safety and sanitation measures to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. A business professor at the University of British Columbia says the extra fee may dissuade consumers who are already concerned for their health and fearful of going out. Reaction to the extra charge has divided people online, with some applauding the business's transparency and noting that many companies have already added virus-related surcharges that we might not notice. It's always something, right? Hey, just a click away, you'll get Kyle Hopkins from Tarot International. We're going to be talking about culture, connecting, business changes, and more. Good stuff on the way with Tarot trainer Kyle Hopkins. Thanks for listening.